Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back, folks. The LSU Fighting Tigers are in Omaha. Jeff Palermo, Louisiana Radio Network News and Sports Director and WWL.com LSU columnist joins us. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Hey, doing well, Newell. How you doing?
I can't think of a better way to spend my Father's Day weekend than watching the Tigers play at 6 o'clock on a Saturday evening. I've been looking at the brackets, all day today, and I'm like, how did we end up with one of the highest ranked teams in the whole damn thing? Two of the highest ranked teams in the whole damn thing being against one another in the first game out.
Well, it's just a very unique College World Series. Not only is that all eight teams, none of the teams that won it last year are back this year. That's a rarity. Usually you'll have at least a couple that return the following year. But you had the number one and the number two seeds, Texas and Vanderbilt, get eliminated. And, the four seed's gone, the five seed's gone, the seven seed is gone. And it's been just a very wide-open tournament, and it's resulted in this, as many people have labeled it, a diverse field of teams that have made it into the College World Series. And it's just, if you want to call it the luck of the draw, I don't know if it's so lucky, but just the way it all shook out, two of the best teams in the country, LSU and Arkansas, they face each other in the opening round of the College World Series. So it is what it is. It's, the cards that have been dealt to these two teams, and it really sets up a monumental matchup Saturday night, because the winner is certainly in a really good spot, while the loser will have some work to do in order to get to the championship series.
And in the end, right, you got to hit the ball, you got to play error-free baseball, and things just have to come together, and you got to have some good solid pitching.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's going to come down to. I mean, in particular, Saturday night, we're anticipating a very close game. And it's going to come down to whoever can get the clutch hits, who can make the least amount of errors or mistakes in the field, or on the base pass, too. You can't have a bunch of base runners being thrown out. And then you're going to need some key strikeouts from time to time. You're going to need make quality pitches, and especially late in the game. And so I anticipate, and that's the thing, with LSU and Arkansas, I think these two teams could play each other 10 times over the course of the next 2 weeks, and each team would win it, five times. And it would, and in a lot of those games, it would come down to a big play occurring in the seventh, eighth, or ninth inning. When they met in the regular season, you had a game going extra innings. The next game, LSU took control of it and won in a run rule fashion, and then in the final game, Arkansas came back to win after LSU established a lead. So you got to play as fundamentally sound as he possibly can when you're going up against a team as good as Arkansas.
So let's talk about the health of the Tigers. Pretty solid.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about it, there's really only been one injury all season long, and that happened earlier in the year in Gavin Guidry, a guy that you were really counting on this year to be a big part of your pitching staff. And there were times that I think LSU missed him, and I think LSU still misses him. You just, a guy, you know, especially considering how young this staff is and how inexperienced it is. I mean, really the only guy coming back, you know, had two guys, you know, that are currently still pitching that had any SEC experience previously, and that was Chase Shores and Cade Anderson. And both of those guys, it was limited experience in the SEC as far as pitching. And Gavin Guidry was a guy that got the final out in the College World Series to win the national championship in 2023. And he's been a main part of LSU's pitching staff the last 2 years, and he was going to be a mentor and kind of a leader of that group. And you lose him early on in the season to a back injury that required surgery. And I think there were times this season they really needed a guy like Gavin Guidry to help stabilize that bullpen. But that his injury has allowed, because he has not been available to pitch this year, it has allowed other guys to step up and become big parts of that bullpen. Guys like Cooper Williams, who pitched very well last weekend, and Chase Shores, who's really found himself in a relief role, and Maverick Rizzi, and there's DJ Primo. I mean, just a lot of other guys have had to step up, and those guys should now be ready to handle the big moment on the big stage coming up here over the next week.
Jeff, I think you've been in the old Rosenblatt and the new stadium. I never did see the Tigers play at Rosenblatt. I was up there 1 year. The Tigers didn't make it, and I went to a bunch of games. The tension in that stadium, especially that first round game, is something I've never experienced or felt before while watching a baseball. You could just cut it with a knife. It just seemed like it was so tense.
Well, and I think that's what you're going to feel on Saturday night, even for the folks that are not going to be able to go to Omaha. If you're watching it or listening to it, I think you're going to be able to feel that intensity because of just how important tomorrow night's game is. You lose it, you then have to come back and potentially beat for instance, if LSU loses, that means they'll probably have to beat Arkansas twice to get to the championship series. They'll also have to beat another team as well. And it really then tests your pitching depth. And we talked about it right at the top here, Newell, that these are LSU and Arkansas are considered the two best teams in the field. And if you can win this game, man, does it just set you up knowing that, you know, if you win again on Monday, then you're just one win away from getting to the championship series, and you haven't really dove too deep into your pitching staff to get to it. So, and you got two SEC fan bases. Only two SEC schools made the College World Series this year. After we were thinking there might be six or seven that make it to Omaha, you only get two, and you got two fan bases. I think these are the two best fan bases too. When you look at the attendance numbers and how well Arkansas fans support that Razorback baseball program, and we all know how LSU fans support the Tigers program, you got the two best fan bases going at it. And I think you also, from Arkansas's side, you have this sense of urgency that this is the best team they've had. They've had some chances to win it before. In fact, in 2018, they couldn't get the job done. They had a lead late, couldn't catch a pop-up, ended up losing to Oregon State for the national championship. And so there's this feeling among the fan base that this is our time. We should win it this year. And where, you know, LSU fans feel like they should win it every year. But so you have that too. Like, I mean, I think from the Arkansas perspective, it's got to be, if not this season, when? Because they've always been very good on the mound with Dave Van Horn as their head coach, and they've been excellent in the field. But this year they have the offense to go along with that great pitching that they have and that outstanding defense that they have. They've never had a more complete team than this one. And so, to me, there's a lot of pressure here on Arkansas to get it done and to win it this year.
You know, and in spite of all of that, there is that LSU mystique in Omaha, right? And they are the favorite of the locals there. The people in Omaha cry when LSU does not make it to the College World Series.
Right. No, I think there is that belief. Even though there's only three guys on this team that were on the 2023 National Championship team, you get the sense that LSU understands what is expected out of them when they get to this point, and that they're expected to win these kind of games. And they had that refuse to lose attitude in 2023 to win the national championship. Remember, they got sent into the loser's bracket in 2023. They won against Tennessee in the opening round, and then they lost the winner's bracket game to Wake Forest, and then had to come back after that and beat Wake Forest. They had to win then three games, including two wins over Wake Forest, to get to the championship series. So, during that stretch there, when they had won three in a row and really four in a row, when you include the first game of the championship series against Florida, they really had a refuse to lose attitude that helped them win a couple of those close games against Wake Forest and Florida. And I think for LSU, that does carry some weight for them that, hey, this program, when it gets to Omaha, it expects to win. And you have that confidence going with you. And we'll see if it works out for LSU here over the next week and a half.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, I almost hurt myself watching that game, shimmying around in that seat and contorting myself. You know, miracle catches made, and miracle hits made. I felt like there was PTSD after some of those games, quite frankly.
Well, I mean, just some magical moments when you go back to 2023. I mean, Trey Morgan's play on the bunt to shovel it to the catcher to get the out that prevented Wake Forest from scoring a go-ahead run there late. Josh Pearson's great catch. Tommy White's walk-off home run. Just some really great moments and memories from that run in 2023. And I think as a fan, that's what you're waiting for here, right? I mean, you're waiting for you know, who is going to be the guy to step up this year and provide that moment that you will never forget. And we'll see if that does occur. And that's why, I mean, I would be shocked if Saturday night's game, if one team ran away with it, you know, if somebody won 7-2 or something like that, you know, unless there's maybe a late home run at the end of the game, a 3-run shot that kind of puts the game away. You got two outstanding pitchers. Arkansas has already announced Zach Root, who really pitched very well last week against Tennessee, and he had this emotion going for him too in that game against Tennessee. And I think part of it was the opponent, because Tennessee plays with so much emotion, and I think Root tried to match that, and it worked out for him. So I would imagine he might bring it again. And then you got Cade Anderson for LSU, and he is such a competitor, and he's such a determined guy that you just can't imagine that even though these two offenses are good, that they're gonna go out there on Saturday night and put up a bunch of runs against these two starters. So you got to battle if you're in the box, and if you get runners in scoring position, you better take advantage of it.
And we got a game that's about to start in an hour, in a few minutes here, actually. Coastal Carolina and Arizona. In the other bracket, let's just talk for a moment. Oregon State always seems to be lingering around the College World Series.
Yeah, yeah. And this year, like, nobody going into the tournament, nobody really knew anything about them, because they're not playing for in a conference anymore. They're an independent, you know, the Pac-12 basically dissolved. So they, you know, you're not in a conference. You're not in a conference tournament. And so they're just playing whoever they can play, you know, finding teams. And they really put together a very solid season. And I mentioned that 2018 season, that was the last time they won a national championship. They've won 3 years. In the 2000s, so they've actually won more than LSU. Well, I guess more if you count 2001. You know, they're right there with LSU as far as winning national championships, and so they have a understanding and belief what needs to get done to win it. And they just have some terrific players as always as well. I mean, they're always so prepared. This Iva Arquette is an outstanding player. Gavin Turley is another good player that they have. Dax Whitney, a freshman pitcher, has really impressive for them. And so they got an eight national. They were the eighth seed. A lot of people didn't know if they would actually be a top eight national seed, just because, again, they're not playing in a conference, and a lot of people aren't really paying attention to them. But they got there, and they took care of Florida State last weekend in the Super Regional Series. And so I think that will be the team that will face off against either LSU or Arkansas out of this bracket. I think they're the ones that are going to get there. Coastal Carolina is playing extremely confident. Arizona has looked really good. They just went across the country and won in the Chapel Hill Super Regional, beating North Carolina. So, and then you got Louisville out there as well, who's had a solid season. But I think Oregon State, they got the championship pedigree, and I wouldn't be surprised if they find themselves in the championship series.
Yeah, I feel the same way. As always, it's always a pleasure to speak with you, Jeff Palermo, Louisiana Radio Network News and Sports Director and WWL.com LSU columnist. I know you're excited about tomorrow night's game. I am as well. I cannot wait. Have a great Father's Day weekend.
All right. Oh, try to stay calm, too.
Yeah. That's impossible. Everybody typically leaves the room when I'm watching LSU baseball.
All right.
Okey-doke. We will be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We'll be right back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.